And I would like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We have author Mark Roberts from Berlin, New Hampshire. That's the area you grew up in with Mylan and all that. Live now down in southern New Hampshire, but you're back up here in home trying to help out some local causes, including the Berlin Salvation Army. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Gino, for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. And you can step up to the mic a little bit there. Let's talk about this. You actually are doing a really cool thing for the Salvation Army up in Berlin, New Hampshire. They've had their logistic issues as of late. They've been going through some changes, if you will, and you'll explain that a little bit. But you decided to write them a children's book. You're a little bit of an author. You like to explore that right now. And you wrote a Christmas book called Doug the Waterbug's First Christmas, which is really cool. So let's talk about the Salvation Army first. Let's talk about they were on a little bit of a hiatus. They've gone through some changes. Talk about that a little bit, Mark.
Yeah, what happened was they had to upgrade their kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
And what people might not realize is the food bank always has plenty of food. But to qualify, they base each food pantry and kitchen on what they did the year before.
Okay.
And when you have to shut down a kitchen, then that causes a little bit of a hiccup. So I reached out to them to see how I could help out. And I'm just trying to get a little public awareness that, you know, they can use a little bit of help this year. And also, we like to see them sustain things. So donations are really important so they can pay the bills, keep feeding families that have economic challenges. So.
Absolutely. And that's what the Salvation Army is doing in Berlin. In fact, they have reopened their doors back in October, and they had a three-year hiatus and for their annual Thanksgiving dinner. And in the hiatus, they were able to replace the unreliable and outdated appliances that you're talking about. And they've already served 215 meals and looking to serve a lot more, which is really just great to think about. And a great way to give back is by purchasing your book. Now, you talked a little bit about becoming an author, and why'd you want to write these books?
Well, I've always been in the community as a volunteer. Way back in 2004, I certified as an advocate for parents with children with learning challenges.
Okay.
And what you come across is with that is sometimes there are some economic challenges, and you just put resources together for these families so they don't struggle so much. So I've been involved with working with food pantries and different resources to help families. And
mm-hmm.
I just know that a big part of what people might not realize is the funding, like grants that they get or matching funds, and it's very important to make donations directly to somebody's local food pantry.
Yeah.
So they can get matching funds from grants. So.
Right, and that's a great way to give back because, like you said, when it comes to the matching dollars, it doesn't go through all these processes and all of this other things. It goes right to the source, and it helps out those local people in that local area. So it's always nice to give directly back.
Absolutely, because you know that you're helping your neighbors.
Yeah.
And growing up in Mylan, New Hampshire, I know that, I mean, there's not a lot of large corporate support
mm-hmm.
up in the area. And so if your neighbor's getting his hay in the summer and, you know, there's a lightning storm coming, you better jump on that truck and help them out because your neighbor really, his bad luck is your bad luck because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of resources. So.
Right. You got to help each other out in any
Absolutely.
Way that we can. Also, the Salvation Army is known for their summer camp experiences for children 7 through 16. Families will be less likely to afford a week of long overnight camp. They help with those families that are asking for that. It's only $45 per child per session. But then, of course, they offer financial assistance for those who need it. And just lots of other great things. When it comes to the holidays, their Christmas assistance and angel tree program, where families with children of age up to 14 are offered toy assistance with holiday food baskets, which is what we're talking about here, of course. And they served 231 individuals just last year. 103 of them were children, gave out 93 food baskets with over $10,000 worth of toys. So every dollar counts and it goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. So when it comes to your book here, and we have a few copies that Mark is graciously going to give away. In fact, the first five people who text in at 603-356-9145 will receive a copy of Doug the Waterbug's First Christmas. Let's talk about the story a little bit. We like to hear about where these children's books come from. Where's Doug the Waterbug from? What's kind of what inspired you for that?
Well, that goes back to my grandmother, who I never got to meet. She
okay.
passed away before I was born, but she was a poet, and
mm-hmm.
I just kind of naturally like to do poetry that's geared towards kids' books, and my illustrations, my best work is underwater.
Okay.
So I just illustrated. I knew I wanted to do a children's kids book, so I did it, and I really never had the intention on making a dime for myself on it.
Right.
I always went into this knowing I want to, you know, it's Christmas, and awareness about the need to support food pantries is important. So that's why I'm donating all my royalties that I get from it.
I was going to say, yeah. And that's what's really cool, and that's what's remarkable about this book, and we want to thank you for doing that, is all of the money that Mark makes from selling Doug the Water Bug's First Christmas is actually going to go directly to the Berlin Salvation Army, which is just so great. And what a great way to give back. Plus, you have the holiday keepsake, a nice little story here for the kids, and that's what it's all about. So Doug the Water Bug just rhymed, and that's what you went for? Was there any...
Yeah, if I actually was able to draft it up in 2 days,
wow,
do the paintings in 3,
yep,
but the editing process has been 3 years. So,
okay.
So, just for any of you aspiring writers, don't be me and be snoozing in the back of grammar class. but it is a challenge because, I mean, you have to write to your audience, and it's geared towards 5 to 9.
Okay.
So words that might rhyme aren't part of the grammar for that. So that's the challenge.
That's the challenge, though, sure.
I took my vacation to run down to Charlotte, North Carolina, earlier this year to put the fine-tune edits on it with my editor down there, and
cool.
We had some fun with it. And
that's great.
So this one's ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go, and it looks great. And I can't wait to sit down and read it myself and get the story of the first Christmas here for Doug the Water Bug. Where's the best way people can get this book? Is it on Amazon?
Yes, definitely Amazon. I mean, there's a couple of local stores that are carrying it.
Okay.
You have the White Mountain Cafe right in Gorham. She's got a couple of copies.
Wonderful.
The Toy and Bookstore out in Littleton, they're supporting the effort. But Amazon's great. I would say probably a very inexpensive way for people to get it is just get the ebook.
Yeah,
your phone. You can get a free app to do a reader
for the ebook.
Ebook, and it's only $2.99. And like I said, it's 60-40%. So 60%. That's all going right out.
All goes right to it.
Unless this goes viral, and then then of course Uncle Sam's got to get his.
Right.
I can cover the taxes at this point.
Exactly, which is great. So make sure that you Google that. Plus, we'll throw a link up on our website too, conwaymagic.com, as well as our Facebook page. So you guys can find the link and go to the Amazon page and purchase it. Just like Mark said, it's $2.99 for the ebook. It's $9.99 if you want to get the book. But 100% of those proceeds are going directly to the Berlin Salvation Army, helping out with their holiday assistance program and everything else that they do, which is just great. And anytime we have a chance to help out the town of Berlin, Gorham, Milan, that area, we want to be behind that. So we'll be continue to work with Mark here in his efforts, pushing his books and just really working with the town of Berlin to make sure that everybody has that happy holiday. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I appreciate everybody out there. Have a nice, safe, and happy holidays for yourself. But supporting the food pantry, you're doing something extra special for people that can't quite afford the extras for themselves. So thank you.
Absolutely. And you can also check them out online. That's nne.salvationarmy.org, basically salvationarmy.org/Berlin, and it will come right up. All you have to do is go to salvationarmy.org. You can search Berlin, New Hampshire, and it does pop up, and you can donate that way as well. Or a little more fun way, you can get the Doug the Water Bug's First Christmas from Mark Roberts here, and you can enjoy that so much. And again, 100% of the proceeds gone from that will go directly to the cause. Mark, thank you so much for doing this, coming by and making us aware of this effort, and we greatly appreciate everything you've done for the community, and we hope you continue to do so, and have a happy holiday, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.